Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Oh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's Football Sunday here, WEEI. I'm Christian Arcand alongside Ted Johnson, Chris Scheim, and Megan Ottolini. Football Sunday is sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now's a great time to clean out your garage and donate the old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. And what you just heard right there, the final call of the biggest upset the Patriots have had in a while now, knocking off the Bills in primetime, in Orchard Park, beating the man to be the man, in Mike Vrabel's words, in the locker room after the game. The Patriots now have officially become America's sweethearts, I think. You go, everywhere you turn, you're hearing all sorts of great praise for Vrabel, for the team, for Drake May, and for everybody else. And the culture that Mike Vrabel has instilled in this team, I think, had a big part in why they won that game. We obviously are going to be previewing the New Orleans game, which is there down there in the Bayou today, to take on a Saints team that, while they don't have great numbers in the standings, they're certainly a team that has some veterans on that defense. And let's go ahead and start things off right now as we continue to bask in the glow of what was a tremendous victory over Buffalo and potentially a season-defining win. Ted Johnson, do you consider that a season-defining win?
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Absolutely. But the only thing is, Christian, and that's what I put so much importance on this game today, is to really validate that win. You need to win today against the Saints team that's 1-4. So great win against Buffalo. They're talking about the Pats being everyone's kind of new darling team right now in the NFL. That's great. But if you lose to the Saints, who you're clearly better than, then all those nice pundits talking pouring perfume all over the Patriots is going to go away. And so That's just the way it works. I mean, the Patriots haven't won three games in a row since 2021. You do that against the Saints team, I'm just saying, it doesn't – style points at this point don't really matter. I mean, this team isn't proven that it's a great team. It's showing potential. So at this point, it's just about winning the game. It doesn't matter how you win, what it looks like. So to validate last week's win over Buffalo, you got to win this game. A loss would discredit the win over the Bills and kill any momentum game from last week, Christian, in my opinion.
Scheim, how about you? I know that you felt that was a important win and the type of win that can turn a season around. Does it need to be validated today?
Yeah, you need to continue it. You can't just stop doing what you were doing the last 2 weeks, right? Two wins in a row is tremendous, and beating the Bills is phenomenal. In prime time, you go toe-to-toe with Josh Allen, who you kind of contained. I think the best part about that game was Zach Kaur called a phenomenal game defensively. Mike Vrabel clearly had a strategy. The guys in Buffalo, the fellow radio guys up in Buffalo, heard Stephon Diggs on the sideline saying to the guys, they can't do anything on offense. All they can do is run the quarterback. That's it. And this team knew it. They knew they could beat Buffalo that way. And then to have Drake May go out and finally get his first fourth quarter game-winning drive, I think meant a lot to this team. And now you have to continue that this week by going down and making a statement, beating the Saints, not falling into any of these stupid traps, not getting too high on yourself. Just go in, win the football game, and move on.
Okay, so before we get to the trap game idea, because that's really like my big takeaway for today that I want to get to, I do want to challenge Ted on something that he just said, which is,
watch out, Ted.
If you lose today, it invalidates the win against Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't agree with that. It doesn't take the win off the board. It doesn't take away that performance. I think it would just more show that this is a team that is still riding the roller coaster of being inexperienced and figuring out who they are up and down. Like, yeah, your confidence would drop in them if they lose today. But then if they rip off the wins that they're supposed to leading up to that Tampa game, like, I can't go week by week and say, like, well, I'm taking away the win from last week because you lost to a crappy Saints team.
Yeah, you don't take away the win on the scoreboard, but you take away a lot of momentum that you've gained by winning the last two games. And that's really what I mean. You'll have, if you lose this game, not only will the fans start, you know, if you lose this game, it's probably because you were doing a lot of the stuff that made you lose the games prior to that.
Stupid
Buffalo
turnovers.
Game. Yeah, penalties, turnovers, that kind of thing. And so it would shake the confidence, I think, of the guys in that room.
I think that's the most important thing.
It's the fans are one thing, what their opinion is, but I just would worry that in that locker room, the vibes are pretty high right now. They're believing in what Mike is selling. And you just have a big win against Buffalo. If you go lose on the road to really, it's an inferior team, that will kind of shake the confidence, and they won't feel as locked in and focused and as good about themselves going into the next month of games, which is, like you mentioned, kind of a cupcake schedule.
So I want to talk about the next month of games, because the biggest difference is not just the records. We're so early in the season and you're seeing these 1-4 teams lined up, but it is about the quarterbacks.
Sure.
Like, you're seeing a 1-10 NFL quarterback today in Spencer Rattler, all due respect.
You're right.
After that, you go to Tennessee, you see Cam Ward, who's just a baby, and he's got a 51% completion percentage.
Yikes.
And he's got more interceptions than touchdowns. And then after that, you have Dylan Gabriel in Cleveland.
Fit him in your pocket.
With the complete mess that's going on with Shedeur Sanders. Doing
well, it might
mind
be Shedeur Mago, and if it is, then the Patriots might as well just forfeit the game.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, you can qualify that one as a track game.
Go like, Buffs.
Sure.
All of that aside, like that's why I think you should be favored in these upcoming games and why you should win those games is the quarterback is the big differentiator. But at the same time, when I hear, well, this could be a trap game. Watch out for this trap game because it's a come down from the big victory that you had last Sunday. I'm like, well, then this is a trap schedule, guys. Like, you can't say this is a trap game, first of all, because I don't think the Patriots have earned the moniker yet of being a team that can be trapped. Like, they haven't
proven.
They're
not good enough, yeah.
They have a great win, and you should feel so optimistic about Drake May and Steph Diggs and the coaching staff and the culture. It's all sparkling right now. But to be like, they're king of the mountain, and everybody's trying to climb up and take that away from them, they're not there yet.
I also think that right now in the NFL, there's such parity across the league
exactly.
That, like, every week is a trap game. Like, when I said trap earlier, I didn't mean to make it sound like a trap game. It's more so just the trap of sniffing your own farts. Like, that's kind of what I don't want the Patriots to do this week.
Yeah.
I don't want
Please
them
don't
to get
trap me where I got to smell my own farts.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You work in sports radio, it's too late.
Yeah,
right.
True.
So true.
But it's just so, like, that's kind of where my head is at. I don't think this is a trap game. I want them to not get caught trapped, you know, tooting their own horns and getting too excited about themselves.
Tooting, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's just, you know,
it's
that's where my head's at today. Yeah.
He always comes in with, like, one of these things that he's stuck on.
Yeah,
it's farting.
But you, Mega, you bring up the schedule. Like, I think that's one of the reasons why there's so much hype this week is because you beat the one team that felt like at the beginning of the season was a clear-cut loss for you on the schedule, right? Everybody does the win-loss. You stole one from the schedule, and now you get the Saints, Titans, and Browns in the next three. All very, very beatable. Two rookie quarterbacks, one 1-10 quarterback that you're going to be facing with Drake May, who continues to get better week over week. So it's like, now it's like, okay, theoretically, heading into that Falcons game, you could be 6-2, and then like the wheels would be off because people will be going nuts. Well, here.
Let me just jump in real quick and say the reason people are classifying this as a trap game, partly I agree with you, Mago. It's like they're not good enough to really think that way. It's just because it's the next game after a very big defining game, probably one of the best wins they've had here in a long time, and so the thinking is there's going to be a natural letdown in this next game, but. That's the only reason I think people even classify it as that. But your point's well taken. I agree with you in the sense that this team isn't good enough to be overlooking anybody at this point. And I don't think they will today, Christian.
The Patriots also, and this is an important factor to consider here, especially early in the season, the NFL news cycle moves so fast, especially when you're a young, exciting team like the Patriots are. And it's been a while. You could say maybe the Mac Jones year in 2021. They had a young quarterback, but they weren't really a young team. It's been like 30 years since they were this kind of team where you get talked about that way and you're sort of this darling and you win a couple of big games like that. And then all of a sudden people are talking about you in these sort of terms that, you know, last year you won 4 games. The year before that you won 4 games. No one really changed the subject. And now all of a sudden you're going from that to potentially one of the better teams in the AFC. At least that's how you're being looked at with your quarterback, your coach, and I also think your defense. I think this Patriots defense, very quietly, is becoming an elite defensive unit in the league right now. That performance against Buffalo, that was a team averaging 33 points a game, and they held them to 20 points. The Patriots defense is 4th in the NFL in rush yards allowed. That's been tremendous for them. When it comes to limiting these other offenses and what they want to do. And while Drake May and Steph Diggs and Josh McDaniels are getting all the headlines, this Patriots defense, I think, is very quietly becoming a major strength in the AFC and for this organization.
Yeah, Arcand, I think that's such a great point. Like, I think the ability to stop the run is so understated. When you look back to like last season, the 19 straight runs by the Jacksonville Jaguars, that Colts drive that just went on forever from like their own 5 yard line.
Couldn't get off the field, could they?
You couldn't stop anybody. Now, I think the combination of the game planning by Vrabel, and it was really sad that, you know, Terrell Williams is going through what he's going through, but like, I think Zach Core has called a magnificent game against Josh Allen. You really couldn't have done any better. And then he was just throwing like random Carlton Davis blitzes at Josh Allen, and nobody saw them coming. I thought that was splendid work from him, and I think you're right. I think the emergence of this defense, finally, it took a couple weeks, but they're finally figuring it out. I think adding Christian Gonzalez back into the mix really helped that, and now you can kind of continue to build off that and go forward.
Well, if Christian Gonzalez is indeed in the mix.
No, that's right. True.
Because, I mean, come on, guys. Like, this is strange. And they're trotting out the line from Justin Hamilton, the cornerback's coach, after Thursday when he's down away from the team on another field, Christian Gonzalez, saying, well, that was a plan that we had with Vrabel and the training room, and that's why he's down on the other field. It's like, why did the plan just go into place on Thursday? And now we're hearing, oh, well, we have two different plans if he's ready to go or not. It's like, what is happening with Christian Gonzalez, guys?
The fact that he's on the injury report this week is strange because it's not the week after his first game back. It's 2 weeks after his first game back. So if you would think that after his first game back, okay, maybe the next week you could say, oh, okay, maybe he's on it because it's, you know, he's tired or from the playing his first. But it was 2 weeks after his first start back.
And
from
it wasn't
this,
even Wednesday. It was Thursday.
Right. So I don't know how to what to make of it. A lot of people that cover this team think it's nothing to see there. But yeah, I'm not so sure.
That's what they're telling us. But then he's questionable.
You need to hope he's in the game because two of the biggest defensive moments in that game were both Christian Gonzalez plays late in that game against the Bills. He breaks up that pass in the end zone that Josh Allen kind of just threw up 50-50, takes care of that. And then the next play, I think it was a third down, Josh Allen scrambles towards the sideline. Yep. Looking for the guy over the middle of the field. And all of a sudden, Christian Gonzalez comes in. Some people thought it might have been P.I., but he got there right as the ball came in. It was clean as could be. Like, that was a tremendous breakup by him. And without those moments, like, you might lose that football game because Josh Allen might have made something
happen. The pass defense was the worst pass defense through the first 3 games.
Yeah.
And now
it's the Ravens.
Now they're slowly getting better and better. No surprise because Christian Gonzalez has been out there.
Yeah, and the defense is different without him. They're, I think, elite with him. They look elite with him, certainly. And that's against the pass, against the run. I think that Mike Vrabel, his entire thing was that he wanted to build this team from the inside out and start in the trenches. And so far, both on the offensive line and on the defensive front, it looks like he's really accomplished that. I mean, I know we're early on in the season here, but it's nice to see a head coach or, in his case, like the CEO of the team, have a vision for him like that and through five games have a winning record and look like he's executing that vision.
Yeah.
I think
yeah, right. I love y'all speaking.
Wow. Great job.
I think he absolutely is. Like, he is instilling himself in this team. You hear it every time you hear him talk post game in the locker room, anytime he talks to the media, like, his constant message is, it's about the players. It's about playing for each other. There is a sense of unity here that hasn't been felt in quite some time.
It's a good point, Chris. It's what you're seeing, Christian and Mago, is you're seeing a team that enjoys playing together. A lot of this, the reports of offensive linemen getting together every Thursday night, you think, okay, does that really matter? It does. In football, it matters, and I'm going to tell you why, okay? Because football is the most interdependent sport there is, right? Meaning that, so for me to make my plays that I need to make, I need my nose tackle to do his job. And for Rodney Harrison behind me as strong safety to make his plays, I got to do my job so he can do his job. So you're so dependent on the other guys are out there to do their job so you can get yours. So if you enjoy the guys you're playing with, if you know the guys that you're playing with, if you bonded with the guys that you're playing with, you're going to play just a little bit harder to make sure that those guys get theirs. And so all the stuff that you hear about them getting together, the tight-knit group that they have, the way in which they pick weekly captains, the story that came out, Mike Reese's ESPN article this morning where they basically show a highlight tape of that captain's high school football games, and lowlights, right? Yeah. And that is such a cool way to kind of end the week and head into the game. And so he's doing things. He's creating a culture of accountability, but he's also creating like a family like kind of atmosphere. And that's truly in football. That stuff matters.
I think that's one of the reasons why the Lions have had so much regular season success over the last couple of years, because that's what Dan Campbell did in Detroit. He made the team kind of unified. Like, everybody loves each other. Yeah, there's two great running backs. They don't care. They want each other to get great numbers and great touchdowns and all those things, and they want to support each other instead of tearing each other down. And I think that's one of the keystones to having a successful NFL team at this point.
It's also just like this show, I would say, too.
I totally agree.
Absolutely. Flawless.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Back here, it's Football Sunday, WEEI, Christian Arkin alongside Teddy J, Shime Time, and Mego here. We're with you until 1 o'clock, up until kickoff. There is a game in progress right now. However, the rest of the slate of games will begin right at 1 o'clock. We'll take you right up until that. What you just heard there was, first of all, Andy Hart, down boy. Got it. Come on, say something nice about Drake May. That's unbelievable.
Interesting prompt.
It really was. But Brian Hoyer, though, I thought what he said there was absolutely right. He said that Drake May has basically made up about 3 years of progress here just this season. And if you look at really even just the difference between the first couple of games this year and what you saw against Carolina and then Buffalo in those back-to-back games, it's really like night and day. And even go back to last year, he did have his moments. He had a couple of great throws, and even that one game against Tennessee last year where he got him into overtime and then threw that big pick. I don't think that you could really point to any full games last year where you were like, wow, Drake was great from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, and now you've got two consecutive games you can say that about. Drake May, I know there's a lot of different factors here, from the offensive coordinator to a new number one wide receiver. What do you think is the biggest reason why Drake May is making this leap right now, Ted?
There's a big difference from last year to this year. Chris, this won't resonate with you, but the offensive coordinator is different, right? So that's one thing. He's cutting down clearly on his turnovers. I mean, after the first 2 weeks of the season, and then you count the games in from last year, he was averaging about 1.5 turnovers a game. The last three games, he's cut that down to about half a turnover a game, which is a huge improvement. So I heard that from Brian Hoyer too, Christian, and I was like, wow, that's saying something. Because I mean, you just remember, all we kept talking about those first, just the first two games of this year was, man, he just looks uncomfortable. The ball was sailing on him. He was pitter-patting his feet back there. He just didn't look comfortable. He was too amped up early in games. And everything has just kind of calmed down. I think part of it is they do a lot more motions, but they do a lot more play action. I think this guy thrives in play action plays. You guys, I mean, they had the most play action plays they had in a game in his career last week against Buffalo at 41%. I think he's more comfortable getting out of the pocket, moving pockets, throwing from the run outside the pocket. That's where his sweet spot is. And so I think they have found the formula for what works, and it's all clicking right now.
Yeah, I will continue to be critical of the Josh McDaniels play calling. The one part of Josh McDaniels, though, that I will not be critical of is what he has done for Drake May off the field when it comes to analyzing the game, analyzing the tape, and the way in which he sees the football field. I think that is the value that Josh McDaniels brings. I think him and Drake see the field very similarly. They understand how to exploit space. They understand where to attack. And Drake being in those play action scenarios, Ted, I think is allowing for Drake to thrive in the things he does best, because it's allowing him to attack down the field. Like 10 plus yards down the field, Drake has been, I believe he's number one in success rate. He's like number three in yards per attempt. Like, he is crushing it. And that was my big thing with him coming out of UNC, is this kid is a big game hunter. He doesn't want to dink and dunk, which you saw a ton of in week one, which I hated, which is one of the reasons I was so upset with the game plan.
So
because that's
I.
not how he lives.
Yeah.
That's never how he's been. He's not Mac Jones in that regard. Whereas now they've kind of molded what Drake loves and is good at with the plays Josh McDaniels likes to call into a formula of success. And then you saw on top of it the improvisational ability with Stephon Diggs when he gets flushed from the pocket in that Bills game, which was as good as it gets.
And give credit, I think, to Josh McDaniels, at least for when he was faced with the question of the conversation that Kurt Warner had on a podcast about, man, these quarterbacks, they just lean so heavily on backyard football, and you can't always replicate that and depend on that. And no offense, Kurt, but he sounded like an
it's
old head.
A dumb
head.
Comment is, by Kurt. Has he watched Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes in the last like 5 years?
But when Kieran Gregan lobbied that question at Josh McDaniels this week down at Gillette, Josh McDaniels was like, well, players make plays. Sometimes my play design breaks down and players make plays. So like he gives the credit back to them, knowing that it has to be that balance. For me, I think aside from that, though, guys, is just the supporting cast around him is so much steadier than it was last year.
So much.
Where if you look at the offensive line, I know it's not sexy, but aside from Jared Wilson missing one game, those guys have played 100% of snaps together outside of the garbage time that you had against Carolina.
When's the last time that's happened?
100% of snaps.
We had, what, like 8 different combinations through 9 weeks last year?
Exactly. And I don't think you can overstate how much of a difference that makes for a young quarterback in just knowing the feel of what's going to be happening in the pocket, when it's going to collapse, when he can run out, how long he can stay in that. We saw him, for example, last game, I think you would agree, Shime, in the first half, even you would agree, that he was getting a little jumpy. He was leaving the pocket a little early.
Sure, yeah.
And then it's like, oh, no, I got my guys up front. I can settle in back here. I can see things. I have a little bit more time than maybe I thought I did. And
he took a sack or two because of that. Like he had a 7-step drop. He was looking downfield. It wasn't open right away, and he felt the pressure. And so he tried to tuck and kind of just get back to the line of scrimmage, ended up taking a sack, where if he had just sat in place for a second and a half, I think it was Kayshon Booty or Steph Diggs was opening up on a post down the field, and he would have been maybe gone for a touchdown.
That would be my biggest critique is he does vacate the pocket sometimes just a tad quick. If he just took one more beat to scan the field, go to a second or third read, he would see guys open.
I totally agree.
It's only week 6 now, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And so for him to be able to have that and then have – Stephon Diggs is so intuitive and smart about where he's supposed to be in those zone defenses. I think a lot, I don't want to take away from Drake.
No.
I don't want to take, like, he's been outstanding. But when you ask what's the difference, why does he look so much better? I think a lot of it is these different components around the field around him that are just making it so that he doesn't have to force himself to do
everything. It's a good point. And I think he's got two go-to guys, Christian. He's got Diggs and he's got Hunter Henry, right? So you have a guy that's adept at finding the holes in the zone defenses, which is, you know, Steph Diggs, and then Hunter Henry is just his kind of binky as well, down the middle of the seams and that kind of thing. So he's not only does he have a guy that he trusts, he's got really two guys that he can use in critical situations to go to in crunch time, Christian.
And Diggs, I think, has become more than that. I mean, it was 2 games, but that last game, Diggs only played 30 snaps in that game, and he had 10 catches for 146 yards. If you told me he only played half the snaps, I wouldn't have believed you, because it seemed like he was everywhere on every down making plays. And every third snap that he was on the field for, he was picking up about 15 yards, which I don't expect him to do that all year. But I hope that watching Diggs, that when the Crafts and, you know, everybody up in the owner's box are watching Diggs go out there, and you're seeing the chemistry that's developing right now between Drake May and Steph Diggs, I hope that philosophically that takes hold in this organization and they abandon this idea that these big name wide receivers are not worth going after, and it's not worth making big trades for guys like that or seeking them out in free agency the rare times that they even pop up in free agency. And you'll remember Diggs was not exactly sought after in in free agency. They waited till the very end. No one was trying to sign him. No one was trying to sign Allen or Amari Cooper, any of those guys. They all just sat there the entire offseason. Patriots finally go and get Diggs coming off the injury. And first of all, you got to give him credit for the incredible recovery and just the way he's been able to come back and be so explosive.
More time but on also, boats, please.
I mean, really,
you know, whatever was it, whatever Jason was in that bag, on that boat?
share a little bit of that with everybody.
I know Tatum really wants to get back early, so maybe he can take during the bye week, he can take a boat trip.
That might be the Cardi B magic. I don't know about that.
Certainly. But yeah, I think that the Steph Diggs thing is absolutely a real thing. The only concern I have now is if the Saints or the Browns, whoever they play coming up here, looks at that offense and says, all right, well, we got to put two people on Diggs and then make him beat us some other way.
Like Buffalo can they do didn't that? Know that, though. Buffalo knows Diggs better than anybody.
But that's
they
the
weren't
issue
double
too.
Teaming him, though.
But that's the issue, too, Christian, is because Drake May has been so good and everybody from last year fears his mobility, everyone's playing zone. Mm-hmm. So you can't double the receivers. And so Steph Diggs, because he's so smart and savvy, he is just finding all of the holes in the zone. And like him and Drake have missed maybe like twice. I can remember that it was there was just this slight miscommunication. Like he wanted Steph to sit, and even Steph was like, yeah, I should have just sat there. And then mm-hmm. Drake maybe made a bad throw. But like overall, when they're attacking this zone defense, they are dominating the two of them because they just get it. And that the zone prevents the double team. And then if you want to go man-to-man, Drake is going to cook you because he's going to drop back. And if nobody's looking at him, he's going to take off and run for 10 yards a carry.
Yeah, it seems like they have a lot of things covered right now with this offense. Josh McDaniels, Drake May, and the rest of those guys appear to be right now clicking on all cylinders. Let's go to the phones here at 617-779-7937 as some of you want to weigh in on the win against Buffalo and look ahead to this game here against the Saints. Let's start with our good buddy Sorja in Mansfield. What's up, Sorja?
Hey, what's going on today, guys? And Mego, how are we today?
Doing well. How are you doing, Sorja?
Oh, doing great, thanks. Really quick here, you know, I think we all kind of have a sugar high after last week's Buffalo win. But if you look at Vegas's odds, you know, Patriots are only favored by 3.5. And I think there's going to be a lot of interesting matchups today. I think it's rumored that Chase Young is actually going to make his season start today. And the Saints actually have 12 sacks through 5 games. And, the Patriots do have one of the best run defenses in the league, but I want to see how they do against Kamara and Kendra Miller. And I think the biggest thing for me is that I think this is going to really show us if this is a Patriots team that's forging in the new direction that can actually build on some momentum as opposed to you win a big win and then you're not able to build on that momentum. And if and when we win today, it'll be the first time we win 3 straight games in a row since 2022. And I just think we just got to take this puppy one game at a time because we can't just pencil in W's like we were against Vegas. But you guys have a great rest of your day now.
Thank you, Sorja. And I agree with most of what you said there. I think that, you know, you win this game today, you've already matched your win total from the previous 2 years.
Yeah,
and you'll
awesome.
Have done that in week 6, which is in and of itself. Just think about that. Just think about how impossible it was for last year's team after that first win against the Bengals to get any sort of confidence, any sort of momentum, any sort of anything. And now you can point to the standings. You can point to the win total and say, look, we're not that team anymore. That's not who we are. That's not who the Patriots are. That's huge. It's hugely important for a team like this.
Yeah, and I'll just say to Sorja's point about like not overlooking this team and thinking about the Raiders, and my mind goes immediately to the Steelers and the 5 turnovers that you had during that game. The only thing that really scares me about this Saints team is that they did have 5 straight takeaways against the New York Giants last Sunday.
Yeah, but the good news, Mego, are they going to replicate that in back-to-back weeks?
I don't
Probably
know.
Not.
I mean, if there's a team that would turn the ball over a lot, they haven't totally solved that, right? Like,
true.
I like
they
that.
They did have 2 fumbles last week. Luckily, picked up one of them, but still.
Yeah, well, one of them took Antonio Gibson out for the season.
Yeah,
so
very much so.
I do like Vrabel's approach of saying, hey, I have a young team, guys are going to screw up, and I'm going to give them another opportunity. I know that rubs a lot of people the wrong way. They're like, why the heck are you trotting Ramondre Stevenson out there again? I get it. You want Travion Henderson time. But at the same time, I think it's worked for the most part so far. I just don't think they've solved all of their ball security issues. Well, and this is a team that could take advantage of
it. And on top of the ball security, they haven't solved the penalties thing either. You still right. had, mm-hmm. you may have had less penalties than the Bills last week. You had more penalty yards than the Bills last week.
I'm not sure that's a priority.
No, it's not. But, like, that's the thing. Like, I don't think Vrabel is, he understands, Mego, to your point, the youth that he has on this team. And so he's not, that's not one of his big major, like, talking points,
oh,
right?
See, I think his talking point is you got to play as long as you can. Like, you got to play long. So that means going through the whistle.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Play through the whistle.
That's why he's fine with some of these flags.
Exactly.
The aggressive,
that's what I'm
the
saying.
Aggressive flags. The yeah, like that.
What was
stuff
it? The,
like that.
The, I think it was the hit on James Cook that was, like, kind of a late hit, but there had been no
kind
whistle.
Kind of a late hit.
Yeah, yeah. That was but, a little ridiculous.
Schooler?
But there,
oh, no, when he was down on a
but,
knee. Yeah.
But there had
Farmer.
Been no whistle, so the Farmer. Guy played through the whistle and then got a flag for it. But, like, I don't think Vrabel's going to be upset about those flags because that's what he wants. He wants you to play through the whistle and be aggressive.
Let's go to David in the car. He has a thought on the defense. Hi, David.
Good morning, guys. Great show. You guys morning. Are unbelievable, and I love it. So like you said earlier, Christian, and this is the, you know, we're so focused on Drake May and the offense. We want them to do so well. We want Drake May to be the guy in the offense and coaching and everything else. I believe that the defense is getting a little overlooked. And they, if it weren't for the defense, the way they played against Buffalo, they wouldn't have won that game. Well, one of my things that I say is every game that we go into, that the Patriots go into, you have to go with the same mindset as you went into Buffalo. Because any given day, things can happen. We saw what happened Monday night with the Giants and Eagles. So you have to have the same mindset that the team you're facing is a team that's better than you. The minute you lose that, and that's like that in any sport. And some of you guys know that. And anytime you lose that, you don't have that mindset anymore. That's when you start losing. That's when you start making mistakes, stupid mistakes to begin with. And you can't do that. And the Patriots have to go into every game with a mindset. The team they're playing is better than them. You have
Thanks
to
for
have
the call, David. Thank you for checking in. Good stuff. And you're right. One of us certainly knows that. That's definitely true. One of us knows that from experience. Ted, since that was you who he was sort of getting at right there, that's an important distinction, right? I mean, you go up against the defense and a quarterback like Josh Allen 1 week. You beat him. You're riding high all week. How do you keep that going into a game against the quarterback like Spencer Rattler?
Yeah, no, it's true. But if you are, you know, look, I always said, you know, you come off of a game like that, defense in particular feeds off of momentum. I've been on teams where we would have, like, so just for example, in 2001, we played the Atlanta Falcons. It was the middle of the season, and a lot of people don't even think much of that game at all. Chris Chandler was the quarterback, and we were going to attack him and blitz him, and we were going to get to him because if you knocked him out, you know, you get to the backup, and it was, so his nickname was Chris Chandelier, right? Cause he always got hurt. So we did, we blitzed him and we got 9 sacks that game. And then you could just see all of a sudden our defense got more aggressive. The play calling got more aggressive and we just started amping up from there. Defense is emotion. It's momentum and you build off of confidence from the prior game or games. And I think that's going to be the case for this Patriots defense. It should only get better and better. But I want to just give one little flaw. There's one little put fly in the ointment here on the Patriots defense. Everyone's hyping up the defense, and I get it. But where they are really bad, one very, very important category, in my opinion, is it's a very important situation, and that's red zone defense. They rank 30th in red zone defense. They give up touchdowns 75% of the time when a team gets in the red zone. And teams are 6-for-6 in goal-to-goal situations against the Patriots defense. That is not good. That is a championship defense. A top 5, top 10 defense does not have that kind of production in the red zone. So they have to get buttoned up in the red zone if they're going to be considered an elite defense.
That's Ted Johnson, Megan Ottolini here as well. She was inside the locker room this week, and when we come back, we'll hear who she talked to inside that locker room. It's Pop Douglas, and that's coming your way right after this here on Football Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Okay, that was Pop Douglas with our own Megan Ottolini in Inside the Locker Room. One thing that stood out about that was when he was talking about that movie clip. I haven't seen that movie, Gridiron Gang.
Great movie.
But about, is it? I don't even know.
Starring
but he was talking,
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, baby.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, now I got to see it, now that I know The Rock's in it.
That was right around the time I think you did like Walking Tall and stuff like that. So like,
I like
early
that movie. I like
yeah.
Walking Tall.
Great movie.
Generational run, then, is what you're saying.
Yeah, of course. Dwayne, are you kidding me?
I got to see that new movie he's in too, the Smashing Machine. That looks good.
I believe
that looks really.
I believe
depressing.
Rapper Xzibit was also in Gridiron Gang.
Really?
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Love Xzibit.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since he took a break from Pimpin' Rides back then and was in these football movies, I thought it was interesting how Douglas put it because the last couple of years. I don't know if like divided is the right word, but I know in the last couple of years of the Belichick era, it was a divided locker room. There were the Zappy people and the Mac people. There was people who had who were Belichick loyalists and those who didn't like what was going on there. The offensive coordinators, the Judge and Patricia, that created a divide. Like there was, it's been a while since you had a unified locker room like this. In fact, I'm struggling to think of the last time. Because even when they were winning, you know, when the Patriots were winning with Brady and Gronk and Edelman and all those guys, it was still divided back then. Like, the offense was the offense and the defense, and Bill was kind of this, you know, polarizing figure still even then. It's been a really long time since you've seen this kind of unity in the locker room.
Well, and Arcan, think about it. This is a guy in Pop Douglas who is a vet at this point. And he's not having the production that he had in years past.
No.
He has not been prolific. And that he's the one who's carrying that message, I do think that's indicative of something about the culture in the locker room.
Well,
right
and
now.
You can see it every time we get those Patriot mic'd up videos. Anytime anybody scores, Vrabel immediately tells the guy who scores who sprung him, who hit the block, whether it was on the Ramondre touchdown, it was Hunter Henry, or when Hunter Henry scored against the Panthers, he immediately told him, hey, Pop sprung you, go give him credit. Like I think it's that mentality that every guy, even if you're not touching the ball, matters, that has kind of permeated this locker room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.